Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours. This could be the one right here.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm the man of this house. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 35 and my husband is 42 years old. I met him at a gas station 3 years ago and he had a cast on his leg and he was trying to pump gas. I saw he was struggling, so I went to assist him. We stood and talked for a few minutes and then he asked me out. The rest is history. We moved in together a year or so later, and that's when I realized that I fell in love with a soft man that is fine with a woman leading him. He had knee replacement surgery right after I moved in, so I was his live-in nurse. I waited on him daily and continued to work 10 to 12 hours a day from home. I also cooked because he didn't like to eat out or order takeout, and I even learned how to cut grass on a riding lawnmower. He's got a huge front yard and backyard, and he doesn't want to pay a yard crew to do his grass weekly. He's had a brace on his leg for over 2 years, and he's milking this injury. I've tried to go to the doctor visits with him, but now with COVID, I can't. Because of the brace, I've had to assume all of his household duties, like taking out the trash, washing his clothes, and overseeing the upkeep of his home while he sits in his recliner. We had a leak in our kitchen, and I had to hire a plumber and walk around with him while he assessed the damage. My husband told the plumber I was in charge, and he sat back in his recliner. Now he's wanting to have a baby. And I asked if I was supposed to get myself pregnant since I'm the man of the house. He got mad and jumped out of his recliner, and he's claiming he re-injured his knee. I'm tired of wearing the pants and letting him use me as a handmaid. I've told him it's time for him to be a real man. Should I leave him in his recliner or bounce? Well, you know...
Leave him in his recliner and bounce.
And bounce, yeah. Should I leave him in his recliner and bounce? That is the question. Well, I think you're coming to Steve and I a little late on this one, aren't you? I mean, too bad you didn't ask. You know, you didn't know this, but too bad you didn't ask when you saw him at the gas station and before you fell in love with him and married him. We could have told you to get to know him a whole lot better before, as you say, the rest became history. Clearly, you guys are on two different pages here. Clearly you are. You fell into the nursemaid trap the first night at the gas station when his leg was in a cast. It didn't bother you then when you went to dinner and that entire year before moving in and then marrying him. You could have found out more about his injury and him. You've taken care of him for this long with no real time to enjoy each other. And now you're starting to resent him. That's all this is. So I think now that you need to put your foot down. I mean, it's not too late to do that. This is your life, too. The first thing you need to do is try to get some help around the house, like a gardener. I know he said he wouldn't pay for it, but whatever. A real caretaker. You don't have to be the nursemaid anymore. And some help with the housework, if you can afford it. He's not going to like it. He already told you that. But does he know you're thinking about leaving him at this point? I mean, you could start going to the doctor with him now, you know, to find out what's really going on with his leg. He jumped up out of the recliner, you said, and then he claimed he re-injured it. You need to go and see what's going on. Then you'll have all your facts together when you make your decision. But the days of you riding the lawnmower and all that, those days need to be over today. Steve?
Wow. 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 All right. Lady, since your letter is entitled, I'm the Man of the House, let me show you a couple of things as we read this letter that I would have noticed right on the dribble. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 35. My husband is 42. Here we go. I met him at a gas station 3 years ago. He had a cast on his leg, and he was trying to pump gas. I saw he was struggling, so I went to assist him. Struggling how? He got a cast on his damn leg, and he pumping gas. What do the cast had to do with you struggling to pump gas? You didn't see the punk in him then? You ain't see this? You ain't see it?
Didn't bother.
He got a cast on his leg. His punk ass can't pump gas. You had to go over there and help him. Let me tell you what a man would do. Oh, I see you struggling with your cutting the wall up, baby. I got this. Ain't no problem. I appreciate the offer. Mine was mighty kind of you to ask me that. What's your name? But she gonna see me pump this gas. I bet he handed you the hose and everything. You ain't see that? Okay, now let's go on down the ladder. We stood and talked for a few minutes and then he asked me out. The rest is history. We moved in together a year or so later. That's when I realized I fell in love with a soft man that is fine with a woman leading him. He let you pump the gas. You don't remember that? And I'm pretty sure something else had happened. He had knee replacement surgery right after I moved in, so I was in there. He had cast on his foot when you met him at the thing. Now he got knee replacement. This little delicate-ass flower, you done married. I just can't do nothing without hurting myself. You ain't see this. Foot in the cast, now he got a knee replacement. Girl, bye. When I come back, let me just tell you the rest of it.
All right, Steve, hang on. Part two of your response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter's subject for today, I'm the man of this house. We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I'm the man of this house.
This woman is set up in here and married this little soft toilet tissue ass dude that she met 3 years ago at a gas station. He 42. He got a cast on his leg. He was struggling to pump gas. How? Well, what's the struggle? You got a cast on your foot.
On your
what
leg.
What is the leg, foot, body cast? Why are you struggling pumping the gas? Your ass drove to the gas station with the cast. Now you can't get the gas. Then when you come over there to help him, he let you. Oh, dog, right there. Right there. You ain't finna meet me and see the weakness in me. You ain't finna do it. Now this boy right here. Now, you move in together after a year or so later, and then you realize you fell in love with a soft man. You should have knew that at the damn gas station. And with a woman leading him. He had knee replacement surgery right after I moved in, so I was his live-in nurse. Oh, yeah, cast on the foot when you met him. They had knee replacement surgery right after y'all lived together. He just hurt himself. He's so delicate, little tender. So you done married little tender. This little boy is soft as medicated cotton. You sitting up in here done married this little, just Mr. God.
He disgusts you, Steve.
Yeah, I don't like dudes like this, man. I don't like little soft-ass dude. I waited on him daily and continued to work 10, 12 hours a day from home. I also cook because he don't like to eat out or order takeout. Real men, we eat anywhere.
Yeah, we do.
Eat anywhere. Takeout, pickup, back door, mama's house, food truck, cart on the side of the road. We ice cream truck. We eat. We dog. What man don't like? What? Girl, stop. All these women on this show got husbands. They eat anywhere.
Especially mine.
Dog, they hungry. We eating anywhere. Shirley Man got to know how to eat out. This would have been over.
He got to know.
He got to know.
Survival scene.
I even learned how to cut grass on a riding mower. He's got a huge front yard and backyard, and he don't want to pay a yard crew to do his grass weekly. He had a brace on his leg for over 2 years, and he's milking his injury. Wait a minute. Now he got a big-ass yard. He don't want to pay nobody. Okay, now he's soft-sensitive, and he cheap.
She cutting the yard.
Now you done learned how to ride on a lawnmower.
Crazy.
Excuse me. If I got a cast on, I can still get on this lawnmower.
And ride.
You ride.
Right.
He ain't pushing. He riding. Oh, man. He had a knee brace on his leg for over 2 years, and he milking his injury. He's soft. Man, I got to get this damn cast off my leg. 2 years? Man, you got to be out your mind.
2 years?
2 years, dog. He can't wear a suit. I'm going to cut the cast off so I can host NFL honors and then put it back on. I'm going to get the cast cut off so I can go out here on Miss Universe and then put the cast back on. I'm going to cut this cast off so I can walk out of the state, turn this corner on Family Feud. But we're going to take a damn cast off.
Going to work.
Dog, eventually. I got to go get this. I got to go work.
Yeah.
He done set up here for 2 years. I've tried to go to the doctors with him, but now with COVID, I can't. Because of the brace, I have had to assume all of his household duties, like taking out the trash, washing his clothes, and overseeing the upkeep of his home while he sits in his recliner. Mm-mm. You fat, lazy, soft, tender ass. I wish I would. Girl, anyway, we had a leak in our kitchen. I had to hire a plumber and walk around with him while he assessed the damage. My husband told the plumber I was in charge and sat back down in his recliner. Oh, wow. Hold on. Now he's wanting to have a baby, and I asked him if I was supposed to get myself pregnant since I'm the man in the house. He got mad and jumped out of his recliner. He claimed he re-injured his knee. Of course he did. He tender. When he attempt to be a man, I'm going to jump out my recliner. Who are you talking to? Me? Ooh, I hurt my leg again. I'm back down. Sit your punk ass down. Everybody got no time for you right here. He got mad and jumped out of his recliner. Now he's claiming he re-injured his knee. I'm tired of wearing the pants and letting him use me as a handmaid. I've told him it's time for him to be a real man. Listen to me. If you have to tell your man that it's time to be a man, then you don't have a man. There ain't a woman on this earth, that ever said anything to me about my manhood. You might not like what I did. You might not like what I said. You might not like how I act. But what you not finna do is question my manhood. Come on there, you need to act like a... I got something for you. This all. Let me explain something. One thing men know how to do is be men.
Yep.
You ain't got to tell him that. You may not like it, but that's what he do. Now, should I leave him in his recliner and bounce? Yes. Because he not fitting to change. This is who he is and what he is. A ball of medicated cotton. That's how soft he is.
You're his nurse. All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on
Hot
demand.
Hot male toilet tissue.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.